Stablecoin card top-ups cross $1 billion a month for the first time. Card top-up volume funded by stablecoins passed $1 billion in a single month for the first time in July, according to data from CryptoRank shared by Cointelegraph. The figure covers money that users moved out of USDC, USDT, and other dollar peg tokens to load onto crypto-linked spending cards, and it marks the first time that monthly total has crossed the 10-figure line. The number is a demand signal rather than a company announcement. It tracks aggregate flows across card programs, so it captures behavior that no single issuer would disclose on its own. People are increasingly treating stablecoins as the balance they spend from, not just an asset they hold. A rail that grew quietly. For most of crypto's history, the spend your crypto pitch ran into a simple problem. Bitcoin and other volatile assets made poor checkout balances because the amount you had at breakfast was not the amount you had at dinner. Stablecoin-funded cards removed that friction. A USDC balance is a dollar balance, so loading one onto a card behaves like topping up a prepaid account rather than gambling on a price. That design change is what the $1 billion figure reflects. The growth did not come from a marketing campaign or a single viral product. It came from the underlying token supply and settlement volume climbing across networks, then spilling into the part of the stack where people actually pay for things. Tron alone added $1 billion in stablecoins in a single week earlier this month, roughly 10 times any other chain, which gives a sense of how much dollar liquidity is now sitting one step away from a checkout. The economics behind the top-up loading a stablecoin onto a card is cheaper to reason about than most crypto payments, but it is not free. The disclosed top-up fee is only the first layer. When a merchant charges in a currency other than the card's settlement currency, a network spread of roughly 0.5% to 0.9% sits on top, and any on-chain transfer to fund the balance carries gas. For a dollar-in, dollar-out USDC transaction, the conversion cost is minimal, which is exactly why stablecoin rails are outgrowing cards funded by volatile tokens. The routing also matters for anyone chasing rewards. Cards that pay cash back on spending generally settle in stablecoins now rather than in gold or a native token, which means the reward you earn holds its value between the swipe and the payout. Stable in, stable out is becoming the default assumption rather than a feature to shop for. Reading the milestone in context, crypto prices were flat when the July data landed. As of August 17, 2026, Bitcoin traded at $63,356, up 0.6% on the day, with Ether at 18,993 and the market's fear and greed index sitting at 38, in fear territory. That backdrop is the point. Spending volume crossed $1 billion during a period of muted prices and cautious sentiment, which suggests the top-up growth is driven by utility rather than by a bull market rush to cash out gains. Regulators are watching the same shift. Central banks have started testing stablecoins directly for settlement, with the Bank of England moving to pilot stablecoins and a digital pound in trade finance. Exchanges are pushing the retail side, with KuCoin Pay integrating stablecoin payments into physical stores. $1 billion of card top-ups in a month is the consumer-facing version of the same story. The single-source caveat applies here. The $1 billion figure comes from CryptoRank via Cointelegraph, and CryptoRank has not published the full methodology behind which programs and chains it counts. The direction is clear from surrounding data. The precise total should be read as one firm's estimate rather than an audited number.